So here's a shocking story. Look, you should care, no matter what side you're on, above all, about how Americans are doing. And one of the main measures of how they're doing is how long they live. If you're dying younger, there's a problem. And a lot of them are dying younger. This fact comes to us from the life insurance companies, which keep close track of that. And notice this according to their data. According to Scott Davidson, the CEO of One America Insurance, reported deaths in the age range of 18 to 64, those are the working years, were up 40% in the third quarter of last year compared to pre-pandemic and pre-vaccine totals. Davidson said, quote, "We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. 40% is just unheard of." And again, these are the guys who do this for a living, and they're shocked. So the question, what's causing this? It's clear our leaders don't think COVID is to blame. Here's Stacey Abrams, maskless in front of a room full of masked children, and she has at least one very obvious comorbidity. Here's Barack Obama, maskless in the face of his masked servants as they build his latest mansion in Hawaii. So if corona's not causing these deaths, and it's not, what is causing these deaths? 40% increase. Charlie Kirk is the co-founder of Turning Point USA. He just wrote a piece on this. That's why we learned about it. He joins us tonight to assess. Charlie Kirk, thanks so much for coming on. What is this?
Thank you. We don't know. I mean, one business that actually tells the truth regarding the death of Americans is life insurance. They have to get this right. They have entire teams of actuaries that study this data all day long. It's not the public health authorities that are warning this. It's a single CEO of a major life insurance company that says, hey, by the way, there's kind of a 40% increase in death. 10%, he said, would be a once in 200-year catastrophe. We have a 40% increase in death. And it's not because of COVID. And we deserve answers. And what's so amazing, Tucker, is that we've known this information and this data for a couple weeks now. Where are the politicians? Where are the leaders? Where are the people we put in charge to actually care about the well-being of our people? Well, at least we know how many times Joe Rogan used a bad word in a podcast the last 10 years. I guess we're getting our pronouns right for our six-year-olds. But we have a 40% increase in death amongst the supposed healthiest portion of the American population. This is a catastrophe. We deserve answers. And some would conjecture, hey, does this have something to do with the fact that we might have done a mass inoculation strategy? We know that there was deaths of alienation, suicide, and otherwise. But there's no answers. No one's talking about it.
So, I mean, isn't this the primary number they should be focused on? If you're in charge of the well-being of the American people and the death rate jumps by 40% in a cohort, you know, that's not supposed to die young, then, like, why aren't you hair on fire upset about it? I'm honestly confused.
Well, it's either they don't care or they don't know how to talk about it or they are too concerned about GDP numbers or stock market increases or immigration quotas or whatever. It's a mass casualty event. It's that simple. And the fact that the insurance companies are now warning us about it should have every politician, every political party across the country say, regardless of your politics, we got to figure out what's going on here. The lockdowns contributed, and there's other things that definitely contributed as well. This is probably the most important metric for our leaders to care about.
Well, that's exactly right, and they don't care. And I just really am grateful that you noticed this, or went over my head, and brought it to us tonight. Charlie Kirk, thank you.
Thank you.